What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to get to. How about the Boston Celtics trying to bounce back from their brutal loss to the Toronto Raptors? They take on the Orlando Magic tonight at home, 7 o'clock tip-off. How are you feeling about the C's?
What's the line? Was Terp telling me it's another like 14-point line?
It is 14 and a half.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the points. Orlando's given them problems. Celtics feel like they have some problems. So they should win straight up, although they've been terrible by their standards at home. Yeah. They've already lost more games this year by a long shot than they did a year ago at the Garden. They're 14-7
at home. Paul Bancaro's back.
Bancaro is back. They already struggled with Orlando anyway. I'd take Orlando to cover, mostly because I don't trust the Celtics, but they should win this game. You're allowed to freak out if they don't.
Yeah, I think that'd be well within reason at this point. This was informed to me by Billy Lanny. He told me this. Apparently, the greatest theme song of all time has an update.
So, I am aware of what we're talking about.
So, Round Ball Rock.
Yes.
As composed by the great John Tesh that we would see as kids for NBA on NBC. Just an all-time song. Apparently, we have like a little bit of like a remix.
Okay, so Billy told us about this. Have you actually heard it?
No.
Me neither.
I meant to put it in yesterday, then we got sidetracked yesterday.
Yeah.
So we saved it for today.
I'm aware that there is one, but I've not heard it either, so I'm curious.
This is my first go.
Okay, good. Let's
give it a rip.
Let's get it. Okay, this is good, though.
Now it's good.
It took a second. There was just a long walk.
Kind of hard to get there. Give me the original. Give me the original every time over this. Sorry.
Just in case.
How about the original video of John Tesh like bouncing the ball like right before he really gets into it and the performance of this?
Yeah. So good. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it'll grow. That'll grow on me. But the original's better. I'll stand by that. But
that'd be like, we're going to remake Goodfellas. Like, you don't need to remake Goodfellas. Goodfellas is...
Yeah, but
Nelly remade it. It was pretty good.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Nelly's Heart of a Champion was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You, like, sampled
right.
it, right?
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
I was like, Nelly remade Goodfellas? I was very confused. I was like, what?
More sad news. Ray Liotta.
Goodfellas. Obviously a big fan.
Who played that keeper, Nick?
Not me.
Okay, so
no, that was me.
That was...
I don't have that.
Yeah, but you, so
I don't care for it. It's just too long of a build, and you know it gets really good.
They're gonna play it.
Play the first one.
You're saying just play the original. Okay,
that's fine. What I would do.
This is gonna grow on me, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. It's grab bag.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either, actually.
Was that seven different cuts?
Bruins, Senators tomorrow. Bees trying to keep their winning streak alive and well. And I'll tell you, I was looking at the NHL standings.
Oh, yeah?
And it's not great for the Boston Bruins.
Oh, no.
So right now, they're the 4 seed in the Atlantic Division. And They have a 1-point lead on both Ottawa and Montreal and a 3-point lead over Detroit. Just talking about the Atlantic Division.
Yep. Where are the games? How many in hand, out of hand?
They've played two more games than everybody else. They have two games in hand.
No. The Bruins have two games out of hand.
I'm sorry. They have two games out of hand.
Yeah, they have games
my bad.
Their games are out of hand.
So
you want the games in hand. You don't want them out of hand. The Bruins have them out of hand.
They're out of hand.
Yeah.
So that's like, so the two-game winning streak, nice. But it's early for scoreboard watching, but Ottawa, Montreal, Detroit, you want to keep tabs on. So specifically this weekend, taking on Ottawa, massive game.
Yeah.
Because they could still be a game in hand and pass you.
Well,
if they beat you in regulation, they will jump ahead of you in the standings.
They've won two straight, but they've done it mostly because they've been bombarded with shots and Swayman's been awesome. So how sustainable is that? We'll see. Although the counterpoint to that would be Keith shook him awake. And let's see where it goes. But the backdrop for all of it is Cam Neely on a two-game winning streak where they beat two teams they normally suck against, Tampa and Florida. Mm-hmm. Cam Neely comes out and he's like, oh, yeah, we might retool. That's the backdrop to the whole thing.
Oh, that's true.
Grab bag.
Let's take a call on the grab bag, Jones. It looks like we have Zach in Maine.
You sure you want to take comment? This one?
Yeah, of course.
You sure?
Yes.
Zach in Maine. Hello.
Zach, what do you have?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Excuse me. Keith, I just want to say I think you're a fraud as far as this whole Celsius thing goes.
Ooh.
I think you probably saw one or two Celsiuses in there, and you were just like, you know what? I'm going to take it, and I don't care if it's anybody else's or not. That's my 100%. I believe that. I think you're at the core of it, just a bad guy.
Whoa. Well, thank you, Zach. I appreciate that.
Oof.
I've already told you my defense. Zach sounds like a coward. And I would say that we have food drops here. I know people can't hear that. They can't rationalize that.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times often where there are drinks up for grabs for everybody in there. So I certainly didn't think I was stealing it from anybody, let alone who had it.
If you at your core are a bad man for stealing one Celsius, what is Coach in New Hampshire?
Coach is in trouble. Coach is, he's probably in jail. No bail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No St. Peter for him.
Yeah.
At the pearly gates. No.
So I took a drink, even though there was multiple of those drinks in a community fridge was unlabeled, and I'm a bad person at my core.
It is good coverage going forward.
Yeah,
you see multiple drinks in there, you just go, I thought it was a sales meeting. That is good coverage that I'm now aware of.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
Bad guy at his core. Richard.
Bad guy. Yeah. Yep. So, all right. Very good.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Fox Sports came out with their top 10 athlete cameos of all time.
Oh,
so daily cameos, actually the Daily Ranker put it out, but Fox Sports put it on their Instagram. So I don't know if I agree with this list at all, but number 10 was Derek Jeter in The Other Guys.
Uh-huh.
Brett Favre from There's Something About Mary, number 9.
Strong cameo there.
Lance Armstrong, back-to-back good guys here. Lance Armstrong, Dodgeball.
Another good cameo.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Talladega Nights.
Great cameo.
At 7.
Oh, these are good ones. Outside of the first one.
Michael Irvin in the Sandler Longest Yard at 6.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. Hines Ward in The Dark Knight Rises, number 5. Real quick. So the Gotham City Rogues in that movie are kind of basically the Steelers.
Okay.
They have the same color scheme. And spoiler alert, Bane blows up the whole stadium.
Okay.
But well, I think Hines Ward ran.
Bad guy at your core for spoiling things.
I think he ran a kickback for a touchdown. Nice. Lee Trevino in Happy Gilmore.
Well, that's a good one.
Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
Great. That was really more than a cameo. That was a big.
Yeah, so some of these guys are in for a second. Some of these guys are like kind of co-stars.
Yeah.
Dan Marino in Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. You know who they're sleeping on?
Who?
OJ.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's a murdering criminal, but like he was great in the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's sleeping on there. Not enough.
Put OJ on your list.
Many people said not enough credit for OJ out there. I agree.
Kevin Garnett, Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Garnett was great in that.
Sure.
I mean, some of these ultimate jocks, not the ultimate jocks.
I was going to say these are a whole list of not the ultimate jocks as I should have labeled it.
Yeah.
They probably have the top two, right?
Kareem and Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Dan Marino's really good.
Was Marino?
Bad Boys.
No, but was he also in There's Something About Mary?
Brett Favre was.
No, Favre was.
Just Favre? I thought there was another quarterback.
Yeah, there was just Favre. Well, no, the story goes, because it was a Farrelly Brother movie, I believe they wanted Drew Bledsoe, and they wrote it for Drew Bledsoe.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Speaking of Cam Neely. Cam Neely, Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, hell yeah, Cam Neely.
That, she should be on the list.
Cam Neely should be on this list.
He should absolutely be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do every Farrelly Brothers movie, Larry Bird and Celtic Pride.
Cam was in another movie.
He was?
Yeah, really not the ultimate jock.
I guess I'll get
you the man's IMDb page.
He was also
hit me with the salt shaker.
He was one of the cops at the end of Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh my God! Right.
Yeah, but he should be on. No, but he, for Dumb and Dumber, he should be like in the top five.
What else was he?
That's a really good one.
I'll figure it out. Keep going.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Jack Del Rio hired as head coach of the Paris Musketeers of the European Football League.
Wow.
That do anything for you?
Get some futures on the Paris Musketeers.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take
grab bag.
The Miami Dolphins are going to play in Madrid, Spain next year. It's going to be the first NFL regular season game ever in Spain.
It's very possible. Cam Neely was in D2. The Mighty Ducks are back. That's what.
Oh,
I was
he was.
Yes, yes, yes.
So was Mike Madonna, right?
Yeah,
it was Madonna in the first one.
It was when the when Gordon Bombay is getting wined and dined by that agent for the shoe company or whatever.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Cam Neely in D2. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
What was your question?
What about like
Madonna was in one?
Oh, also
Madonna was in
Vincent
one.
Cavalier was in.
Oh yeah, they come in because they're North Stars. So they come in at the end of the movie. Yeah, no, it's Cam and a couple other guys are getting wined and dined by this agent.
I guess these wouldn't be cameos, but then again, some of these kind of stretch that too. But Shaq and Penny and Blue Chips,
good one,
were amazing.
Yeah, it's not really a cameo.
They're kind
you're
of
right.
Steel.
Yeah,
Shaq and Steel.
Shaq and Grown Ups too.
Oh, Shaq and Freddie Got Fingered. Remember that at the very end with the mom? It's like he's in it for like 30 seconds. Steals it.
Nice.
Steals the show.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Dolphins in Madrid? That's exciting. Get a game in
Spain.
I don't
want any games over
there. No, but at least mix in a new country. Yeah. The Patriots could wind up playing there. They're going to play the Dolphins next year.
From the Twitch text line, Bob Cousy in Blue Chips when he just made like 30 free throws in a row.
Bob Cousy.
That was a real cameo.
Are we all idiots? What about Bob Uecker?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he was an ex-player.
Recency bias would have put him on there. I think this list came out a couple days ago before.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Bob Uecker probably should be on that list.
Yeah.
That's again more than a
movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's again more than a cameo, I guess, for Bob Uecker.
No.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see Craig?
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
Apparently, Maverick Carter, LeBron's buddy,
I saw this,
is part of a group that is trying to get $5 billion together.
Yeah. Whose money do you think he's reaching out to
get?
Yeah,
I know. But he's trying to form what will essentially be like a rival league to the NBA. They want to get 6 men's teams, 6 women's teams, and play games all over the world.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you know whose money he's taking. John Henry's. That John Henry, Maverick Carter, LeBron already have a working relationship. I guarantee you Henry's money's going to be part of this.
I don't think rival leagues are going to do much. Like, you have the 4 majors here in the United States, and like,
it'll be like a LIV Golf.
Yeah, how's that going?
Not great.
They're on right before Riverdale on the CW.
Yeah, like, I mean, not great, but I don't know. The barnstorming idea to other countries is a better idea than like creating a rival league domestically.
Well, it all comes back to who do you get? Like, do you get just past their prime guys, and what's the interest there? Like, they do like the 3-on-3 stuff. I know it's different, but like, is there a real big following for that?
Well, if Maverick Carter is running it, that's the first stop for LeBron after his career, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Which probably
but even still,
be like, Bronny James will be in it someday.
Yeah, maybe Bronny. Yeah. So you center the whole thing around Bronny.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It's a grab bag.
All right, top NBA performer from last night. We only have like 5 games, so let's take a look at it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 40 points, 8 assists for Oklahoma City Thunder in their blowout win over the Cavs. I was watching some of that, but it was a blowout right from the rip.
Beatdown.
It was a TNT game.
Just yesterday, we were making a case for the Cavs. Tough to do that today.
No, they got smoked by the Thunder. Devin Booker, 37 and 5 assists. Pascal Siakam, 26, 7 and 7. DeMar DeRozan, 33, 5 and 4. And Miles Turner, 28 points, and somehow as a 7-footer, 3 rebounds. How did that happens? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah,
he's soft. That's how. But SGA is the answer. That's the answer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a grab bag.
Try not to redo him. Try not
familiar.
To redo him.
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us
grab bag
is a dish that is best served cold?
Take another call in the grab bag before we get to random player.
Well, or should we get to the incident on the Massachusetts highway?
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Yeah,
I
wrote
it. I skipped over it.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, you were telling me about. You showed me this. I think it was Fox 25 had the photo of it, but there was a big hawk that got tangled up in the grill of a truck. Terp, if you have it, put it up on Twitch.
Look at this fella.
So that guy is in there. So like the front of a car looks like, what is that, a Honda? The front of his car wedged in is a hawk, and he looks more like annoyed about it.
But, yeah, very annoyed, but he's wedged in like up to his wings. Like his wings are out like
Get me out.
He's
of
like,
there.
Are you serious with this?
Yeah. But his
look
face.
At that photo. So the one with his head on, he almost looks like an owl because his wings are all like jammed in. Apparently, the hawk was fine.
Yeah, the story
is he
I read.
The hawk of the day.
Haas of the week was
Ted Johnson.
As
he should be. This is the Haas of the day.
His award is in the mail, by the
we
way.
We have a real hawk problem in near me.
Yeah?
Oh, hawks flying around all the live long day. People with like little dogs
that's
have
all,
to be worried.
It's all the ermine.
Well, yeah. But that's why like we used to when I first moved in, oh, there's bunnies. Yeah, look at all these bunnies. There's no bunnies now.
Not no more.
These things just dominate the bunnies.
But I read he just some ruffled feathers. How does the hawk have no injury from that? That's amazing.
He somehow got in there
nature,
where you go
nature,
like,
incredible.
Through the grill, but yeah. Not all the way into the like actual I guess.
Did the cow rear end him? Like how did he get into that position? But you know what I'm saying? Like it would look like how else
I don't
would
know,
it be
proclivities.
The hawk stopped on a yellow and the car's like, no, we gotta go. And he's like yeah, I don't guy, know. I honestly don't know how that happens.
Guy in the car is watching porn on his phone. That's clearly what's going on. Rear ended the hawk.
Up.
Yeah.
Police exactly. officer.
Yeah,
like, oh,
definitely.
Oh boy.
Definitely what it was.
They're going to be mad at me.
What happened to the drive? If you run into a hawk, what do you even do? You pull over?
I'm like, I give the car to him.
I'm like, well, that thing's dead. I just keep driving. Like, I probably would have just kept that. Driving. I'd be like, oh, I smoked that thing.
And he's like
feathers
alive,
everywhere.
Just looking around, watching the whole thing.
I'd probably just keep going. I'd be like, I killed that thing. I feel bad about it. Would I?
Yeah.
No.
Put some gloves on. Like a falconer.
I call. Who do you call? AAA?
No.
Who do you call to get that thing out?
They're not interested in
that. I call my AAA. I got a hawk in the grill.
I think
like,
you called.
Sir, you got to call someone else.
Animal rescue, probably.
Yeah, that's probably right.
They could figure that out.
I'm going to call AAA first.
Call AAA.
I don't know. Look,
call
I don't really
Honda.
Know. Yeah,
call
yeah.
Honda.
Cock him with a hawk.
Yeah, exactly.
Call hit the, something in a
call
the
dealership.
The hawk.
Yeah, start with the dealership, then AAA, then whatever else. Yeah.
Sir, we're going to have to fail your inspection. Why is that? You have a hawk sticking out of
the
front.
The hawk deployed.
Yeah, you have a hawk. Oh, that's right. Forgot to take that out.
Oh, man, that poor fellow, though. Good thing he's okay. I'm happy he's
sick
okay.
Hood would have been.
Didn't yeah. he look more
it
like...
Was.
He looked like perturbed. Like, it was like kind of like, this is... I'm going to be late for something
right.
now.
He's probably in the grill. He can't go anywhere. And he's like, I see a mouse
he's
right
like
there.
More bothered by having his photo taken.
Yeah, he's embarrassed.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like, I can't show up to any hawk events.
He's like, can you blur that
yeah.
when you put that in the news?
Can't show my face around my nest. Won't hear the end.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, guys, you remember when Harry got stuffed in the car?
Remember when Bob was stuffed in the car there?
He's like, guys, one time.
Hey, guys, my insurance won't cover this.
Yeah.
He's like, you're eating roadkill again? No, I'm not. Well, then how'd you get eaten by the car? Or how'd you get sucked up by the car? He's like, no,
he's
wasn't
roadkill.
Road no, I wasn't. I'm a hunter like you guys.
You're eating roadkill.
We know.
Yeah. Man can't even feed his family.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. This one got submitted via Instagram at Rich Keefe WEEI.
Nice.
I got a suggestion. I said, you know what? I don't think we've used this person. Let's go with it.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm not positive.
That could come back to bite us. We're talking about an outfielder today, fellas. An outfielder who played for four teams in his career. The Washington Nationals, Philadelphia Phillies, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Toronto Blue Jays. He has four top 20 MVP seasons.
I feel like I know who this is.
He was a one-time All-Star, a one-time World Series winner, the most home runs in a season, 36 in 09. That was his All-Star year. A career 267 hitter, 229 career dingers.
I know who this is. I think. Wait, how many home runs again?
229 in his career.
Jason Worth.
He got it!
I'm on a good run right now. I got to be honest. I'm on a good run.
And then I remember when he would go like 0-for-4 in a game, Philly fans would be like, Jason, worthless. And you're like, well, hang in there. He's coming back.
Yeah,
he had a good little career.
That is not who I was thinking. Yeah, he had like a Johnny Damon type look going on.
Yep.
Long hair, beard, a Jesus look going
whatever
on.
This was in the front.
Yeah.
With the tickler. I think he had a tickler.
Jason Worth. Let me tell you.
Brandon Marsh has taken that mantle now.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You had a good week on Random Baseball Player.
Maybe the best week I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to throw myself into Haas of the Week.
People are texting it in.
Yeah,
you'll never win Haas of the Week. You don't have to worry about that.
I'm not a Haas. But my answers have been Haas-like is what I would say. Well, there you go.
Very good.
Okay.
Thanks for playing this week.
I didn't even see it in the Twitch chat. You said the text line is answering?
Text line had it.
All right, good.
Yep.
Well, I beat you to it.
That's how you play.
In your face.
Uh-huh.
There you go. It's a grab bag each and every day.